This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Depending on where you are in the healthcare economy, the already high and rising cost of prescription drugs is right at the top of the list of things you are worried about. That's true in spades for older Americans on Medicare. The White House has promised a major speech on drug prices by President Trump soon-ish. But in the meanwhile, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the Health Desk at WHYY, people still do have to pay those out-of-pocket expenses.
53-year-old Jackie Trapp has a really good reason to be worried about drug prices.
I have been diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is an incurable form of blood cancer.
The former real estate agent who lives in suburban Milwaukee takes this super expensive drug Revlimid. Under Medicare, patients like Trapp are on the hook for $5,000 in prescription drug copays each year. After that, they have to cover 5% of a drug's list price. In Trapp's case, that 5% is about $1,000 a month for just the one drug, at least before the price changes.
I have no way to plan for that. The one thing I do know that I can plan on is my disease will relapse, and that relapse will involve more drugs, and those drugs will be more expensive. That's my future.
In his 2019 budget, President Trump proposed eliminating the requirement that Medicare patients pick up any costs after paying $5,000 in copays, providing obvious relief to seniors and people with disabilities. A cap will limit what those people have to pay out of pocket, but taxpayers will have to pick up the difference. Fundamentally, this proposal does not lower the price of drugs. It just protects one group of consumers. Another problem, says Vanderbilt's Stacey Doucette-Cena, is capping out-of-pocket costs for patients like Trapp can actually backfire because these stories of patients who are forced to pay high drug prices to stay alive are politically powerful.
When you think about those stories, that puts the drug pricing issue in the face of policymakers. So if you cap out-of-pocket spending, many of those stories disappear.
One way to protect seniors and keep pressure on pharmaceuticals, says Doucette-Cena, is to make insurers pay more. Right now, Medicare pays the lion's share of a drug's cost after a person reaches his or her $5,000 limit. The private insurance plans that deliver Medicare's prescription drug benefit cover a much smaller portion. In his budget, President Trump suggested insurance companies pick up a much greater share of that cost. Mark McClellan at Duke University says if that were to happen, insurance plans would start acting differently. McClellan served as the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services under the George W. Bush administration.
The idea is that would give the plans a stronger incentive to negotiate down the cost of these expensive drugs and help keep the program cost down.
Some health economists and policy experts argue until Washington forces drug companies to lower their overall prices, this is dabbling at the edges. But what may seem modest to some is critical to Jackie Trapp and the other 1 million Americans with serious health conditions if we keep the status quo.
Now, I'm somebody who has been self-sufficient, and I've paid a lot of taxes over my lifetime. And now you're going to take somebody like me and just completely bankrupt me.
It's possible President Trump will introduce a new plan later this year to do something on prescription drugs. But even if it means relief for Medicare recipients like Trapp, it may not be the kind of relief that changes how drugs are priced. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.